to Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals, Minisode Monday. Minisode Monday? Minisode Monday.
Minisode Monday.
Minisode Monday. I'm Rolando, and the voice you just heard is Eddie Z.
Hey, guys.
And, yeah, usually we have Nicole with us. However, Nicole is unfortunately feeling sick, so we told her to get some rest.
Feel better, Nicole.
Yeah, feel better, Nicole. And, however, the show must go on. And despite us missing our usual state-of-the-art technology, today we're kind of working a little on whatever we could find to get this episode out. So we apologize for the audio quality. But like I said, we wanted to make sure we get a new episode out because we're on a new format where we only drop episodes once a week. So Eddie, what's going on out there in the world of remakes, reboots, and revivals?
Oh, I miss when Nicole does news.
You can do that. You're more than welcome to.
I just did it.
Oh, okay.
So, listeners, what's coming out? What has been remade, rebooted, or revived? Well, HBO and BBC America just dropped a teaser on their new TV-adapted His Dark Materials. His Dark Materials is that trilogy that was written by Philip Pullman, you know, that has The Golden Compass, Amber Spyglass, and that other book I can't think of right now.
But the movie was called The Golden Compass.
The movie that came out in 2007, starring Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig.
Oh, Daniel Craig was in it?
Yeah, Daniel Craig was there.
Was he the polar bear?
No. Actually, that was this guy from Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
No, Ian McKellen.
Yeah, Ian McKellen.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so funny. Yeah, I've never seen the movie, so I can't say. I have nothing, neither positive or negative to say, as I've never seen the movie, but...
Well, a lot of people had something negative to say about the movie, since it was so different. So definitely the movie is less darker than the actual book series. Mm-hmm. Some elements were kind of like taken out, especially towards the end of The Golden Compass, that people felt were crucial in the character's in development later on in the book series, and her own dealing with internal conflicts. And so they really kind of lighten up the plot as what you see in the movie. So the movie is not as dark as the series. It definitely has some elements that were not expressed at the book. So people complained about that. And it was kind of like, it came out during the time where it was the beginning of the superhero movies. Mm-hmm. You had like Iron Man, mm-hmm. and it came out. And it was like what audience it was trying to gear it to. It's definitely seemed to be a children's movie, but definitely there were some things there that were not connecting. So it didn't do as well as people were hoping it would.
Yeah, so this movie came out after The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, right? So there was also that possible sense of like trying to capitalize on like this fantasy.
Well, it was more capitalizing on franchise.
On franchising? That's true. Yeah. But yeah, it didn't become a franchise of its own because it was a flop, right?
No, yeah, after the kind of the poor response in the United States, they decided not to continue with the second movie, which they had planned.
Oh, they had planned. They had a plan, and then it flopped. Wow, that's unfortunate for it. And it's so funny because Nicole Kidman was in it, right? She's such a...
Yeah, actually had an awesome cast. Had Daniel Craig, Nicole Kidman,
Ian McKellen, just learned.
Eva Green.
Oh, Eva Green was in it.
Yeah, Eva Green was there. Oh, okay. Yeah, so Sam Elliott, remember Sam Elliott?
I have no idea who Sam Elliott.
Yeah, you know him. He played the brother in A Star Is Born.
Oh.
Yeah, he has that. Okay, he has that Texan.
Yes. He was in it.
And starred a lot of people.
So now
Christopher Lee. Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates was in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never seen this movie before. My dad loved this movie, but I had no interest. It looked like a kid's movie. There's like a talking polar bear just running around with like a golden helmet. I was just like, this is not for me. Like, yeah, Chronicles of Narnia had like a talking lion, But I don't know. The Chronicles of Narnia seemed a little more fun. Despite the fact that I learned after the fact that Chronicles of Narnia is like heavily, heavily Christian influenced.
Yes.
Did not know that. Didn't read that at all in the movie. However, wasn't that a controversy with the Golden Compass? Because that was another heavily Christian influenced movie, right?
Well, the books actually have this whole thing of like the approach of anti-power or anti-theocracy of what they call in the books the Magisterium. And it seems we have the Magisterium really is kind of like the Catholic Church and their authority and their abuse of their power. It seems what's being expressed in the series.
Is it praising the church, though, or is it like...
No, it's not. It's not praising, it's not praising the church at all. No,
it's, so it's not. It's going anti-Christian.
Yeah, it's anti.
It's anti-Christian. Well, you have to... Oh, do you think that's the reason why it flopped, too?
It's not... You have to use... It's not anti-Christian. It's anti-abuse of power, anti-abuse of authority over people. That's what it's being expressed.
Oh, that's interesting. Do you think HBO is going to really go down that? Because HBO, well,
supposedly they are. I mean, that they're talking about that they're really going to tackle, literally the dark material of the plot,
which was not shown in the movie. Okay, gotcha.
Not shown. Like, yeah, certain things. Yeah, definitely you did have some things that there was tension between like science and religion or science and the authority of the Magisterium. But the things that were kind of like, there were certain elements that definitely were not highlighted as much as are in the books. But you still have kind of like the Magisterium's like secret experiment with the children and trying to separate them from their demons or daemons.
Like conversion therapy.
Actually, yeah. I mean, you can kind of explore that idea with that. I mean, the daemons do express as part of being kind of like an extension of the individual human soul, taking kind of like an animal form. But it's also an indicator of their sexuality.
Oh, see? Yeah, conversion therapy. That's interesting. The movie was geared for family and kids, right?
Yes.
Do you think the HBO show is going to be similar? Because no, HBO.
Definitely. I feel it's from what I see and the stuff that I read, it's going to have a darker tone than what we saw in the movie. And it seems very, I mean, just from the teaser alone, it has very, like, very serious elements.
Who are some of the people who are playing in this movie? Because in the show, since they dropped the teaser, they must be getting ready for, like, release.
So they have, like, a seriously strong cast. So they have Lin-Manuel Miranda is in this.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I love Hamilton in the play. We talked about him in the Mary Poppins episode and his bad accent, apparently. Do you think he'll have a bad accent in this movie?
I hope not.
It's a movie. I'm sorry, the TV show.
No, I mean, I do not know what accent he's going to have, but he's definitely in this. James McAvoy?
Professor X from the X-Men, I guess, reboot? Yeah, like the second series.
And a fun fact. There is another X-Men star in this, Daphne King.
Who's she?
She played the daughter of Wolverine.
Oh, her?
Yes.
Oh, in Logan.
Yeah, so she plays the Laura character, which is
she's a good actress.
Yeah.
I mean, for her character. To be able to, like, well, I mean, it's an X-Men movie. It's not, like, necessarily the most profound script in the world.
She did awesome in that.
She was great. I loved her in it. She was you know what it is that made her such a good actress? She was able to kind of carry like kind of a very vulnerable state to like very animalistic action star. I had a flip of a coin too, right? It just came out of nowhere. So she's good. So yeah, I'm excited to see her on a HBO show. That's cool.
And we also have Ruth Wilson.
Who's that?
She's the English actress that was in Showtime's The Affair. Remember with Joshua Jackson?
I only wanted to see it because of Joshua Jackson, awesome. But I never seen
But
it.
She's also best known for the psychological crime drama, Luther.
Oh, with Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that either.
Yeah.
But I tell people I see it because it sounds very sophisticated.
Yeah, it does sound very
sophisticated. Oh, I just blew my secret.
Yeah, sorry, totally. Guys. The whole world knows your secret. But it's definitely a very rich cast. You know, so I'm really excited to see.
Is that lady, is she playing the Nicole Kidman character?
Yes, Ruth Wilson.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, interesting. So they dropped the teaser?
You dropped the teaser.
All right, cool. So we'll be sure to link that in our show notes so that way people can see the teaser. And you know what? You can let us know what you think. We are on Instagram. You can follow us at Remakes, Reboots, Revivals. We're also on Facebook. You can just search for Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. And you can also email us. Our email address is remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com. So, yeah, let us know what you think if you see the trailer. You know, be sure to comment on this episode's cover art, I guess, how to describe it. You know, our posting, our weekly posting. So, Eddie, thank you for that news.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's a good one. Exciting. I have some news of my own that I want to bring up. Actually, it's a shame that Nicole's not here because I feel like she would love this. I would love to know her opinion because she loves Murder, She Wrote. And I feel like one of the greatest influences for Murder, She Wrote is Nancy Drew. Am I right or wrong in saying that?
What?
There would not be a female detective without Nancy Drew setting the stage for all female detectives, I think.
Okay.
Like, there would not be a Veronica Mars without Nancy Drew. The CW is working on a pilot right now. And guess who they have cast in it?
Who?
Freddie Prinze Jr. I think he's playing her father. I'm not 100% sure on who he's playing. But you know what? Good for Freddie Prinze. We need him more on TV. His wife is doing pretty well. Sarah Michelle Gellar. She makes those cupcakes in a cup.
Cakes in a cup?
They're like cupcakes in a cup.
Well, no. I think it's like...
Food stars is what they call. Cupcake. It's a cupcake.
It's a cupcake.
Yeah.
But it's like cake in a cup.
Cake in a cup. Yes, exactly. So Freddie Prinze Jr. doesn't need the work. She's doing just fine for the family. But it's always nice to see him on screen.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is also throwing out content out there.
What is he doing?
He's on social media. He's doing his thing.
No, he has his podcast. Social media does not count. Oh, he has a podcast?
Yeah, he has a podcast.
So he's a competitor. Why am I promoting him? The other thing is, did you know the rich history that Nancy Drew has when it comes to movies and television?
No.
So it actually came out in the 1930s. Like the first, there were like four movies that came out in the 30s. They were called B-movies because they're like under 60 minutes. I guess they're supposed to be like a two-for-one special. You go see this movie and then you see another movie. Then in 2007, there was an actual movie that came out starring Emma Roberts. She's, if you remember American Horror Story, she's like the blonde bitchy girl. In like the Coven one, she was like the celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Her. So yeah, she was Nancy Drew. Terrible casting, I think. I'm sorry. She doesn't have like, I feel like, the innocence that is usually associated with Nancy Drew. Facts are facts. Sorry, guys. And currently, actually, this year, right now, there is another Nancy Drew movie that is out. I think it's already out. It's called Nancy Drew and the Hidden Staircase. I guess that's one of her most famous books because in the 1930s, that was one of the original movies that had come out. So that's so funny. And now there's going to be the TV show Nancy Drew. And in 1995, there was another TV show. So this, if we do this episode, it might be a long Nancy Drew history. So hopefully we can get like an avid Nancy Drew reader. I'm sure they're still out there, right? Because the series, I think, is still continuing. I think it's called now The Nancy Drew Diaries.
Where is it continuing now?
Like as a book.
Oh, the book series.
The book series is still like, it's still ongoing, which is good for Nancy Drew. It's like Archie. Some things don't die. But again, I just want to talk about the CW and them reviving all this like archaic content and trying to turn it into fresh works. Like Riverdale. I think Riverdale works.
Riverdale definitely works.
Yeah. I mean, it's campy as hell. It's like so bad it's good. So hopefully we can do an episode on that because I feel like Nicole would love the camp that is Riverdale. So, yeah. So I think that's it on news. Let us know what you think. Are you excited for a Nancy Drew reboot? Have you read Nancy Drew? If so, what's your favorite Nancy Drew novel? Again, you know, hit us up on social media. And yeah, I guess that's all she wrote right now, right, Eddie?
That's right.
Until next time,
stay unoriginal.